let go of what doesn't work so your hands are free to hold what's meant for you. Holding on onto the familiar, even if it's unsatisfactory, stops growth. Letting go creates space for something truly aligned with your potential. Oftentimes, we're afraid of letting go because subconsciously we think by letting go, we lose something. It's true that we lose something, but the good news is that we lose something good in order to gain something greater. Believing we are not worthy of amazing things can hold us back from letting go and making space for our true potential. Cultivating self-worth is important. Sometimes we think that we can hold on to what we currently have until we find something better. This may make sense on paper, but it doesn't work so well in reality. Trying to juggle the mediocre with the search for something better often means we don't fully commit to finding the better. You can't fully pursue something extraordinary while clinging to the quote-unquote good enough. Letting go feeds us the energy to really go quote-unquote all in on what's truly meant for you. For example, I used to tell myself that, well, I could hold on to my current average relationship while continued searching for a better one. This makes totally sense logically, but like I said, it didn't work so well for me in the past. The thing was that I wasn't fully committed to looking for a spectacular relationship. I was somewhat or half-assed looking for it if it's convenient. And when I felt loneliness, I would withdraw and go back to my current average relationship and rationalize to myself that, hey, this is great. This is good enough. You see, when we're not fully committed to our dreams, we give ourselves an excuse to go back to the mediocre things. And on the pursuit to greatness, it's rarely a straight line. It's rarely a smooth sailing. It always involves ups and downs, risks, discouragement, disappointment, inconvenience, discomfort, and so on. And if we are not fully committed, we will most likely return to our comfort zone. If we hold on to a current situation, but also want to have a better situation, then our energy and time won't be aligned, and it will be distributed unevenly. According to the law of efficiency, we all have a limited amount of time and energy. Let's say your energy and time is 100%. If you spend 40% on the average relationship, you then only have 60% left, right? Versus when you let go of the mediocrity, you now have 100% energy and time to fully commit to your new goal, to your dreams, to your greatness. Trust and have faith that whatever is meant for you will always be available for you. When you trust, you can let go of fear and control. Isn't that much better to take action when you can take the pressure off versus taking action feeling pressure due to expectations you put on yourself? Trying to force outcomes creates pressure, undermining your efforts. Having faith that the right things will find you when you're ready reduces stress. What I learned over the course of my life is that the things we think we want may not actually be what is best for us. Let's say there's someone who has been longing for a high-powered, high-paying corporate job. They've been networking, applied for roles, and really focused on making this career path happen. However, no matter how hard they try, they keep facing roadblocks and struggles in landing that quote-unquote dream job. In this case, the person may need to take a step back and consider that perhaps the corporate job is not actually their true calling. Maybe what is really meant for them is a different path, something more aligned with their deeper passions and values. Even if it doesn't come with the same status or salary. By letting go of the preconceived notion of what success, quote unquote, should look like, they open themselves up to discovering work that is genuinely fulfilling, even if it's not what they initially envisioned. The universe may have something else in store for them that aligns better with their purpose and highest good, even if it's not what they thought they wanted. The key is being open-minded and trusting the process, rather than stubbornly clinging to a specific outcome. By letting go of our ego-driven desires, we make space for the universe to guide us towards what we're truly meant to do and have. This can lead to much greater satisfaction and fulfillment in the long run. We're exactly where we need to be. This also means that we're meant to have certain things at this moment, and we're also meant not to have certain things at this moment. And this includes relationship, health, career, and so on. For example, you want to be in a passionate relationship. But for whatever reason, no matter how hard you try, somehow you haven't found that person. This doesn't mean you should stop trying. It simply means that your timing is not here yet, and your job is simply to keep showing up without losing enthusiasm. When the time is ready, things will come to you. Relationships will come to you, even if you don't want it. And of course, you want it. You get the point. No need to rush. Learn to be patient. Learn to calmly let go of what no longer belongs to you. And learn to accept what's about to come to you too. Timing is everything. Not getting what you want when you want it doesn't equal failure. There's a right time for everything, and often delays lead to something even better. You got to trust this. Keep striving while understanding there are forces beyond your control. Acceptance brings peace while you continue to work towards your goals. Letting go isn't about passivity. It's about trusting the process while still intentionally moving in the direction of your dreams. The path of letting go is not always easy, but it is a profoundly liberating one. When we release our grip on the things that no longer serve us, we create space for the universe to fill with the people, experiences, and opportunities that are truly meant for us. It takes courage to open our hands and our hearts to trust that by letting go, we will gain something even greater. Trust that God, the universe, has remarkable things in store if only you make space to receive them. When you do, you'll find that the things meant for you will flow to you effortlessly, lifting you to new heights you only dared to dream of. So why not start letting go today? The future is bright, and it is yours to create, only if you have the courage to let go. And remember, the best is yet to come. So let go to let in what's meant for you.